Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Taz and the Moose with you back together again on this Wednesday. Feels like a Friday with tomorrow being Thanksgiving and all. A good Wednesday one and all. Welcome aboard. CBS Sports Radio, you know where you're at. 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, we go Monday through Friday. Mike and Pete across the way, Andrew Bogish with your updates. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Who found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home? Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Taz, good morning. What's the matter? You all right? You're frustrated already. What's the matter? You're throwing your hands up at Mike, and you're saying, what are you doing
Mike
over there?
Mike just got me mad.
What's going on?
What's the matter? Well, sometimes on this show, by the way, this is going to be a great show. Okay, it's a Thanksgiving.
Of course, every day.
Well, yeah, but there's some, yes, this is a Thanksgiving-inspired show. So we got a great bench cut stock coming up later on. Heavy carb dishes, okay? That's what we're going with. We're going with mashed potatoes. We're going to pick your sweet potatoes, pick your stuffings. That's going to be a BCS. We're doing that later, Moose. You know that.
Yeah.
We handled that creative yesterday in production pre-post-show meeting. Now, this morning, we also have pre-show meetings, a lot of people don't realize, big meetings.
Yeah.
I know you know this, Moose. But the audience, they like to have the curtain pulled back. They want to be part of this thing we're doing.
Yeah.
So then some of the people, one of the head honchos on the show, had this great creative idea. So we're working on that idea. It was a last-minute idea. So it's being worked on right now, and Mike and I are not connecting well on this idea.
We're connecting great. we'll get it all hammered out.
Well, we'll try.
Well, we got a little competition coming your way a little later on the program.
Go ahead. Lay it on him, baby.
Chef Mike is going to be representing We Over Nation.
Yeah.
Bilotti will be representing himself.
Me Over Nation.
We will have a little Taz competition. And what I mean by that, we'll have five questions apiece to Bilotti and Chef Mike. Who knows Taz's career better?
Wow. Yes, this career.
And it's all for bragging rights. There's nothing on the line.
Zero.
But Bilotti is, this would be the ultimate holiday gift for Bilotti to shut up We Over forever and to claim that he is the biggest Taz fan.
Good point.
And knows your career better than anybody. And Chef Mike will represent everybody. You know, Speakerphone Jones.
Kingsman.
The Kingsman.
Chan Man.
All of them.
Tons.
Correct.
Well, Lean Mean disappeared. By the way, I think you chased him off.
Well, Lean Mean's gone. He's entered the witness protection program. Yeah. I haven't heard from Lean Mean in months.
He disappeared.
Lean Mean since...
You scared him off, Pete.
Lean Mean since we found his PayPal account. He's disappeared.
You saw the light.
He saw the light.
No. He didn't see the light.
He disappeared.
He didn't see the light.
Yeah, he disappeared.
He saw something else.
Yeah, he disappeared. He saw a light. It was a train coming out of the tunnel.
Then it was something else. No.
The other light. Oh, that light.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. He saw the light.
And then, I think you're right.
And then he disappeared.
Yeah, he's that guy. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah,
all right, see ya. On to my next.
Here's the thing, right? So you said something like there's nothing on the line, which is true. I mean, these are just, and I appreciate this. Bragging rights. Who knows my career better? And I humbly, you know, this is not something where I want my ass kissed. You know, I'm not like that. And, you know, this is a career we're talking about of 30 years of in the entertainment business, not just wrestling. This is these questions. This is a big career we're talking about here. It's a spanning career, Moose.
Yeah, 30 years.
Right.
But you're the facilitator. You're a legendary career in wrestling, right? Yeah. But this is for two huge wrestling fans,
two huge Taz fans,
to see exactly who knows you better.
Right.
The man who has followed your career and has worked with you for the last 22 months, 23 months now.
A man that I quasi-consider a friend.
Right, in Bilotti, quasi. Depending on the day. It's all dependent on the day. It really is. Runs very, very hot and cold. Take it from me.
Yeah.
Some days there's a lot of love in the room. Yeah. Some days Taz can't stand Pete.
Cold-ass Jones.
That's correct.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Or Chef Mike, the man who basically puts food in Taz's belly.
For a long time. Taz Show Daily.
The Taz Show.
God rest that
soul. No doubt. Yeah. I've heard about the breakfasts that Chef Mike would deliver when I was first a guest on the Taz Show many months ago.
I think I even said when you came into the studio before you came in a few days prior, we could have catering for you if you'd like.
Correct.
And that was Chef Mike, basically.
And that was Chef Mike.
That was catering.
Right. You were going to basically turn Chef Mike out on that day.
Bro. Anyway.
What?
So that was just funny. So anyway, here's the thing, right? We got.
Am I wrong on that or no?
So this got to be some kind of a gift. So I was thinking, whoever wins, this is a good idea, I think. Tell me what you think, Moose. I'll shake their hand. That's the gift.
Yeah, that is the gift, right.
What do you think?
I think the gift is bragging rights. Number one is if Pete loses instantly, he's going to have speakerphone Jones. He's going to have hashtag LI post. They're going to be basically harassing him on Twitter.
Hashtag not the pioneers anymore.
Throughout the course of Thanksgiving.
Right.
And if Pete does, all he has to do is basically he has to shoot back at them if he wins.
Hold on.
That he won the competition and he beat We Over Forever. This is it.
I think you're onto something. You're almost there. See, here's the thing. If you got to help me out.
I was there, I'd be almost there.
I understand. Even if the Chef Mike part I don't have down, but the Pete Bellotti part I have down. If Pete loses.
Yeah.
Pete, tell me what you think of this. I'll let you play along here.
Thanks.
If Pete loses.
Yeah.
He has to come on the radio next week at some point and basically do a quick little sentence or two about how awesome of a group the We Over Nation are and shout them out and say all their names and say, you guys are great. I love the We Over Nation.
Good point, yeah.
Now, what about that's if Pete loses. Now, what if Chef Mike, I forgot the other guy's name.
Chef Mike.
What if he loses?
Chef Mike gets
to... That's just spinning in my egg sandwich right now.
I would think that Chef Mike would be able to do the same thing against Bellotti.
No. I disagree. I didn't even say it. Well, I'll tell you why. Because the We Over Nation, anyone that I support, they support. Even if those people act like asses, at times Pete does towards them, they don't get mad. They don't get mad.
Not true.
Well, they don't get that mad. They get a little mad. They get a little annoyed. So they're not vicious people. They're supportive people. They can be vicious.
Well, they can be vicious.
Yes.
Irritating.
But I think you need to have Chef Mike, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he has to go to a ball game with Pete.
What? That's not a prize.
That's not a
ball game.
How about this? How about Chef Mike wins, Taz? You could have him over this summer for a pool party.
Excuse me?
I like that.
That's a good
Hold
idea.
Aside.
How about that? Mike knows your career better than Bellotti.
No.
You could have him over. You can make some of that German potato salad.
With the turkey
fat. You can have your brother-in-law.
Fry a turkey.
Come on over. You can crack out the smoker.
Open the gates.
Right.
Open the gates up.
Right. Get the brisket going. Chef Mike will come over.
He'll cigar in the yard.
Correct. He'll bring over his own lotion, SPF. Very important.
All right.
The skin cancer real. And Chef Mike can come over and sunbathe and swim in your pool.
None of that's happening. So, I don't even invite family members over the house. I mean, you're my co-host. I work with you here regularly, and I don't invite you over. Because you basically have a cold for about 6 weeks. So, you have some kind of a problem.
It's been a solid week. I know. I think it's settled in my nostrils. Yes.
I think the audience knows that by now, because they hear it every morning. So, we need something. All right, Mike, what about Chef Mike? What should Chef Mike have to do if he loses?
Maybe he could be Pete's chef for the day if there's some interesting dishes that Pete likes.
Oh, that's a good idea. Good job, Mike. That's a good idea.
This is why he hosts Basketball Drives. That's a good idea, though.
That's a good idea. But then Pete needs to do more. Pete just come on the airwaves and say 2 seconds or something. And
great
Chef
point.
Mike means
Man,
is
you
me mile.
Great
gonna
points,
be making
both of you guys.
Bellotti basically, beef Wellington.
I'll do it every segment.
Which is actually really good. Wait, do what now?
I'll give him a shout out every segment of a show.
I think our PD might have an issue with that.
I think
our program director might have.
Yeah, he might. Yeah,
I don't think
might.
We could shout out Chef Mike every hour.
Could be a rejoin.
Segment. 9 shout outs over an hour. It'd be
what's
like,
what's going on?
What are you guys doing? Finishing out the year strong, I see.
We do know, ladies and gentlemen, there was a college football new
record.
We'll get there. Don't worry about it. But here's the thing. Moose is right. You need to do more, and we can't have it the Chef Mike Power Hour on Taz and the Moose.
No.
So that's not happening.
It's got to be something you need to do.
Yeah. So you got to spend maybe a little shkarol, spend a little money.
I'm not spending money on this.
Hold on a second, Hotshot. If Mike loses, Chef Mike, he's got to buy food.
I got it. How about spending money on this? How about this? How about you buy Chef Mike a wrestling shirt?
Well, speaking of, go to TazShirts.com and take advantage of the Black Friday sale.
Thank you, Taz. Right. You apologize. You do your thing about We Over, and then you get Chef Mike a T-shirt.
Is it my choice?
Your choice t-shirt? A T-shirt.
Oh.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, your choice a T-shirt. You have to get the right size now.
But hold on. It has to be a TazShirts.com. Okay. I'm trying to make a little money on the vig here, a little royalty.
Easy now. I mean... Jesus. Relax.
It's a T-shirt test.
I understand. Yeah. Relax.
I know.
I mean, jeez.
Trying to promote the brand. You know, I mean?
I got you. Yes, we hit that yesterday.
I don't know what's going on in 2020. It could be a thin year.
I think that works. I think we've got. Now we got to get Chef Mike to agree to this when he shows up with the food.
I agreed for him. He'll do it.
He'll do it.
Let's set the table, because Moose, sometimes you don't set the table properly.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to say that out loud, but I'm just being honest with you.
I think we've set the table properly.
Chef Mike has to basically cook a favorite meal, whatever favorite meal Pete Bilotti wants. But wait, hold on. All right, one more thing on this. What if Pete Bilotti... You were joking about beef Wellington, but really, like, what if he wants, like, Cornish hens?
No,
with,
it's
like,
be
string bean salad and a casserole. Like, it can't be like...
He's not going to want that.
He's not going to want that.
It can't be like, you know...
No, he's going to... Within reason, Pete understands. We got
you
it.
You sure?
Yes.
He don't look...
Chef Mike has to make Pete a meal. Pete has to get... apologize to We Over on the air and buy Chef Mike a T-shirt.
But Pete has to eat the meal, too. So I don't want to see him throw it in the trash.
I would hope so.
He's known to do some weird stuff. You know?
It's got something he wants to eat. Yeah.
Look at that piece. He's got so many things he wants to say. He can't even spit it out. What's up?
No, I agree to that. I'm going to eat it on the air. That's it.
Because Moose deemed, then all you have to do is buy a T-shirt at TazShirts.com.
And shout out the Marks. The We Over Nation.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
The Marks.
I think that works. We've come to a resolution. We've come to an agreement.
You seem like you want to get a different type T-shirt. You don't care what T-shirt, it's a wrestling shirt, or it's a Taz shirt. Well, you got to be specific, Moose.
No, he could get whatever T-shirt of his choosing.
I don't want to see him go buy, like on eBay, a Sweet Hansen shirt. Pete, remember him? Nobody knows him. That's an old dude. That was like...
Five people just left.
Yeah, you maybe less. You have to be over 70 to remember Sweet.
I have no idea who Sweet Hansen
is. He was back in WWF days.
Oh, okay.
Like with Bruno Sammartino.
Those days.
I was a little kid. Sweet Hansen. Yeah, that's what.
I'm sure you'll direct them to the proper site to go get the T-shirt.
Well, that's TazShirts.com.
Yes.
We'll do that right now.
I understand.
Moose, what's the line on this?
What am I getting for the line? Am I getting 5% of the sales?
I'll talk to you, Moose. My guy, make sure I'm getting a percentage of the sales. He wants a vig, this guy.
Yeah, I do want a vig, of course.
What's the line on this, Moose? What are you thinking?
Ooh.
Wow.
Let
me think. I'll lay the line out before we do the competition.
Wow. We're really going heavy with this.
Yes. I'll lay the betting line.
Imagine we thought of this yesterday and promoted it all day last night. That would have been great. What are you going to do?
Well, we got it right now. Be happy we have it.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm very happy. You kidding me?
We'll get into the college football playoff rankings. We're going to do that next. It's Taz and the Moose here on this Wednesday morning as we're just getting going. We got a new number one in the land. We got a competition between Pete and Chef Mike coming your way later on the program. We've got college picks. We've got NFL picks. A little bench cut start as well. Taz Moose on this Wednesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. We'll get to the latest college football playoff rankings, and we've got a new number one here momentarily. First time this morning. What's up, Andrew? How you doing, buddy?
Taz Moose.
Good morning.
A new number one in college football, and we'll get a new number one in college hoops as well.
Bounce it down low, knocked away by Ware. It's loose. David Kinsmill comes up with it. Here's Bain on the other end. Bain on the breakaway. Bain on the dunk and the buzzer. Lumberjacks win! The Jacks have just beaten Duke at the buzzer. 85-83, SFA has knocked off the number one team in the country.
Even Rob Myers on the Stephen F. Austin Radio Network can't believe it. The Lumberjacks stunning Duke at Cameron in overtime. Nathan Bain went the length of the floor in 2.6 seconds for that winning hoop. Duke had won 150 consecutive visits from non-conference opponents. It was the right outcome, says Coach K.
If we would have won, we would not be deserving of winning. That's the way I look at it.
Duke joins Michigan State and Kentucky as number ones to lose already this season. At least Sparty fell to those Wildcats on a neutral floor on opening night, but Kentucky lost at home to Evansville. And now this, elsewhere in college hoops, fourth-ranked Kansas fought off BYU 71-56 in the Maui Invitational Semis. And number 21, Colorado, beat Clemson 71-67 to win the MGM Resort's main event. Now to those new college football playoff rankings, Ohio State replacing LSU in the top spot, even though those teams both won on Saturday. Clemson and Georgia still complete the top four. Alabama still sitting fifth. Then it's Utah. Oregon drops from 6th to 14th for losing at Arizona State. From the NFL, Devlin Hodges starts at QB Sunday against the Browns. From the NBA, most eyes last night on the Clippers and the Mavericks in Dallas.
Leonard on the right wing, just sizing up Luka Doncic between his legs. Spin, fadeaway jumper, 12 feet away. He connects. Kawhi Leonard has it stuck on automatic in the fourth quarter. 28 points for the Claw.
That's Noah Eagle on Clippers Radio. LA a 114-99 victory. Leonard scored 28. 26 from Paul George while leading the defense on Luka Doncic. Just 22 for him, 4 of 14 shooting. The Clippers and the Nuggets now on six-game win streaks. Denver down to Washington, 117-104.
Sorry to interrupt, Andrew. I have a question. So we have a competition going on later. I don't know if you heard, Andrew.
Oh, I heard.
The creative team thought of this idea.
Yeah.
I have a question, Andrew. Please jump in. The people are emailing me about the questions that they're going to ask the Chef Mike and the Pete Pilotti. How do we handle, they want to know, and I want to get both you gentlemen's opinion, a two-part question.
No, it's just one part.
It can't. Yeah, two-part, that's too complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can make two separate, like a bonus.
Pete, that's too complicated.
These
guys are not idiots.
Well, no, but what if Pete gets the first part right and the second part wrong and Mike flips it, then who wins that question?
Right.
You can't.
It's got to be 10 questions because then you're counting, you know, a two-part question is question 4 and 5. Because then
there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of my career. I mean, do we do 10 questions for each guy or just 5?
No, 5 apiece.
We'll do 15 or 10.
It's not going to take 5 hours.
The SAT?
This is 5 questions apiece.
Why have them just write their answers down like a match game? Like the newlyweds.
We have a narrator for this.
We got it worked out. 5 questions apiece.
Wow. That means, Andrew, don't you heard, you know what that
I
means, just, right?
I hope Pete gets the hard ones.
But hold on a second. Wait, Luce, before you shut everything down like you always do.
What am I shutting down?
No, maybe Andrew had a good idea.
We went over.
Let's just hear. I know we did, bro. Let's just hear what Andrew had to say. Would you say, what do you mean write down? What are you talking about?
Instead of asking them separate questions, ask them the same question, have them write their answer down so that way you can. So there is no possibility of Pete getting 5 hard questions and Chef Mike hopefully getting 5 easy ones. You know, if you want Chef Mike to win.
I thought it'd be better if, you know, the way we discussed it, Moose wants to host.
Yeah, don't listen to me. No, Moose can still host it. He can still ask the questions, but then they're each guy's answering the same question as opposed to separate ones.
That's all right. Well, what's going on in sports?
That's a fair question.
Let's go.
Where were we? Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is
free Thanksgiving. We can't have a little fun on the show.
Celtics Nets tonight in Boston. He, of course, sprained his neck back on Friday. Kyrie Irving remains out for Brooklyn with that shoulder injury, so his return to Beantown waits. The Arizona Diamondbacks have reportedly signed former All-Star catcher Stephen Vogt. And on ice, the Stars' 7-game win streak ends in Chicago 3-0. The Bruins laid waste to the Canadiens in Montreal 8-1. 3 of those goals from David Pastrnak. Guys, back to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for trying to help out, Andrew. I tried to get you involved. Sorry.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
The college football rankings, latest ones, the playoff rankings came out last night. We got a new number one as Ohio State now at a perfect 11-0 after their victory of Ohio State jumps LSU. Ohio State 1, LSU 2, Clemson 3, Georgia 4, Alabama 5. 3 through 5 does not change. Obviously, Oregon, who was 6 a week ago, they drop back all the way to number 14 after their loss to Arizona State. Utah's now 6, Oklahoma 7, Minnesota 8, Baylor 9, and Penn State is rounding out your top 10. But the decision by the committee to move LSU down, OSU up, here's the committee chair, Rob Mullins, on explaining why.
We're four rankings in, and Ohio State was ranked number one in rankings 1 and 4, and LSU in 2 and 3. I think the difference this week that, you know, had Ohio State jump over LSU is, you know, that quality win over Penn State. So that gives each of them three wins over ranked teams. And then you add into that, as we've mentioned on here before, Ohio State's probably the most consistent, complete team we've seen this year.
So there you have it. That's the that is the explanation from the committee chair. Offensively and defensively, I don't really think there's much of an argument in terms of, you might look at LSU as being more explosive offensively.
Right.
Joe Burrow is the Heisman Trophy favorite as we sit here on this Wednesday morning, Taz. There's nothing to take away from Josh Fields and what Ohio State has done offensively. But in terms of being the most complete team, soup to nuts, I think you could probably make the easier argument that Ohio State is. You know, some might argue Clemson, ACC, very, very easy conference as you compare it to the other ones. Not nearly as difficult as the SEC, as difficult as the Big Ten.
No doubt.
So I can understand the rationalization there.
Yes, and I agree. And what I'm going to say is, I'm not a hater on Buckeyes. I like Ohio State. I think they are a great team. If they're 1 or 2, I'm cool with it either way. They're well deserving. But I do want to say a little something as far as LSU. Man, I'll tell you what. If you get victories over Alabama, okay, at Alabama, which the Tigers did, you get victories early in the year over a Texas team. This is week 2. In Austin, that's impressive. You beat Auburn. You beat, like, legitimate teams. I mean, I feel like...
Now, Texas and Auburn haven't helped out the cause, though.
No, they haven't.
Because they haven't played great.
True. But I'm just saying, if you look at the conferences, the SEC compared to the Big Ten, and I'm a Big Ten fan. I'm more of a Big Ten fan than I am an SEC fan. I watch more Big Ten football than SEC. I think that it's pretty well documented. It's more or less, as an overview, a much tougher conference. And I just think that I would have kept LSU at 1, but I understand why the Buckeyes got to 1. That big win, as you heard the man say, over Penn State. I get that. That was a big win. Now Penn State, like you said, Moose, dropped to 10, and they're sitting at 9-2.
Right. 6 Big Ten teams in the top 25.
Right.
Right? For the SEC, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well,
you've got 5.
Let me see. Georgia, LSU.
Yeah, you got 5.
Alabama.
It's 6-5, Big Ten. Right. Now, I understand that, you know, they're broken up into different divisions. The SEC and the Big Ten is.
Right,
get that. And you're not playing everybody in the Big Ten Conference if you're a particular school like Ohio State, though. They are playing Penn State. They got Michigan coming up. You know, they took care of business against the Spartans of Michigan State. They're not particularly good this year, which is uncharacteristic. I don't disagree. What it does show you, though, Taz, is that selection committee, which we kind of joked around about at the time, and I think you were out that day.
I was probably sick.
I think it was after the first rankings when they came out, or second rankings. The committee chair says we look at it on week to week, right? We start from basically ground zero each and every week and say, well, how could you possibly do that? I guess with their decision to move Ohio State up over LSU, I guess the proof is in the pudding, as the cliche goes. They are looking at it and basically saying that, you know, Ohio State's win this week supersedes anything that LSU did this past week. So therefore, the rankings were close enough. Ohio State's going to then jump over LSU. And that's the decision they make there. Do I think it's necessarily right? I mean, I don't think if you do nothing wrong, how exactly do you drop from 1 to 2 in the rankings?
Yeah, no, exactly. And the thing is, too, look, it's week to week, as you know. You hit. I mean, you know, it's week to week. So right now, Buckeyes are what? They're going to go to the Big House. They got a big game with their huge arch rival, huge rival, the Michigan Wolverines in Ann Arbor. So that's going to be an ambitious task. So if they could win that game, okay, if they could win that game, and I understand Michigan is ranked 13th right now, so it's not like they're in the top five. I got that. But still, that's a big game. That's a big game on the road against your key rival. I mean, your key rival. Where LSU, they're playing Texas A&M. So they should roll Texas A&M.
They should. You know?
So it's kind of like, well, what happens then? So let's just play pretend and just let's talk about those two teams, the Buckeyes and the Tigers. So let's say Ohio State goes to Michigan and loses this Saturday.
Yeah.
They lose to the Wolverines, and as assumed, the Tigers beat up on A&M. You put A&M back at 1 and put the Buckeyes at 2?
Yeah, I put LSU, you mean.
I'm sorry. Do you put LSU back at 1?
I think LSU would be 1. I think Clemson would be 2.
Okay. So even if...
I think Ohio State could drop all the way to 4.
If they lose to the Buckeyes.
Correct. If they lose to Michigan.
Michigan.
If Ohio State loses to the Wolverines.
Lose to Michigan, right. If the Buckeyes lose to the Wolverines, I agree with you. The Buckeyes would then move to 4, maybe even 5. Maybe out of that top 5.
I have a hard time thinking they drop below Alabama.
Yeah, or Georgia, too. I don't think they would drop below Georgia, either. You're right.
They might not. They might move just back to 3. But, they might drop all the way to 4. You might move Georgia up to 3.
Right. Mm.
I don't think they drop below Alabama.
Right.
I think Ohio State's been a better team than Alabama this year. I don't think
you can drop them below
you're Alabama.
Right. You're right. No, you're right. But no, and you mentioned Clemson, and they got South Carolina coming up here, right? So, and you're right. The ACC is prototypically just not a strong football conference. It's not.
Well, it hasn't been this year.
No,
it's
not.
It's a bad conference.
If you're talking about D1 lacrosse, then yeah, ACC's great. But we're not. We're talking about football. So, they're not. I mean, I rail a lot on Alabama, and I'm not an Alabama hater, as I always say, because they haven't really played a powerful schedule at all. But if you look at those Clemson games, I mean, there's not a ton of tough teams they went against either. There really isn't.
Now they're winning it stylishly. They're doing it stylishly.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're winning these games. They're blowing the doors off of teams, which you like to see if you're Clemson. It looks like the appearances, Taz, they're getting better and more dominant as this season does go along. But to play to your point, they're not really – they're playing teams that they should dominate. They're playing teams that they should run out of the building boat race, as people like to say in the trade. And that is what, that is what Clemson has been doing as of late. They're just absolutely drubbing these teams and winning the games going away.
Yeah, and you know what? Who I'm impressed with, and it's good to see them sitting there at 6, and I'd like to see them move up eventually if it happens, is that Utah squad. I mean, I'd like to see that. We understand what happened with Oregon. I mean, that was a big loss, and then they dropped to 14, as you said. But you know what? I mean, Utah sitting at number 6 at 10-1. They have they've got some nice wins. I mean, I liked a lot of West Coast football, and they got some quality wins, some good wins there. I mean, not awesome quality wins, but some big name programs. And who knows if they could win out here, which it looks like they can because they're finishing up with Colorado and they should beat up on Colorado. That's
then
the
they got to win
night.
The Pac-12 championship
right,
game.
Right. So. I don't know. We'll see. But Utah's
The question is that going to be enough for Utah to jump over, Alabama? Georgia loses. Say Georgia loses to LSU. LSU remains undefeated, right? For argument's sake, say Ohio State goes undefeated. LSU goes undefeated, right? Clemson goes undefeated.
Yeah.
All three of those teams remain undefeated the rest of the way. Those are your top three in the land. You can put them in any particular order. What does Utah need? Utah needs basically... Georgia losing the SEC championship game, and so then Utah can then jump into the top four. Because I think then if Utah wins the Pac-12 title, I don't think an Alabama team then would remain at 5 with Utah, what they've accomplished, based on what we saw this past week with Ohio State jumping over LSU, with Ohio State's victory over Penn State, correct?
Yes, no argument. Yeah.
Then Utah would move into the top 4.
Utah would move into the top 4. Right. So
their worst scenario would be LSU not winning the SEC title, them taking two SEC schools.
Right, in Georgia and LSU.
Correct. And then you have Ohio State, Clemson. That means Alabama and Utah, two teams that are on the outside right now, would remain on the outside.
Right, right. Yeah, no, you're right.
Right?
Yeah. I'm just looking at it as you're talking. Cause, you know, that's the thing. You got to, yeah, you know, you got to just keep looking at the list. But
my question is Oklahoma.
I know we haven't even mentioned them.
No, we haven't even mentioned the Sooners. They're sitting at seven. I mean, if then you'd have to get into the brass tacks. If for argument's sake, LSU wins the SEC title, Ohio State wins the Big Ten title, Clemson wins the ACC title, and they all remain undefeated. Then you have Utah wins out, Oklahoma wins out. Which one of those two teams? We have Utah jumping into the four spot. Now, the Sooner fan, you know, JR, your guy, or the Sooner fan is going to say, hey, what about us? I mean, what about the Sooners? If we win the Big 12 championship, what do the Sooners do?
Right. And they got a tough one to close out the year with Baylor, dude.
Aren't they
playing Baylor at the end of the year?
Yeah.
They played them a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And that was the big win right there that they got over Baylor, but 34-31. Yeah, they play OK State. Okay, this weekend, I should say, on Saturday, and then they play Baylor.
Yeah, they play Baylor again.
They lose to Baylor.
December 7th.
I find it hard to believe they beat Baylor twice this year in regular season. Dude, they're not going to beat Baylor again.
Well, but they came all the way back the way that they did. You imagine defensively that they would play better. They won in Baylor. Could I see them winning, beating Baylor? For argument's sake, say they beat Baylor. Say Utah wins the Pac-12, Oklahoma beats Baylor again for a second time.
Right. That's impressive if they do that.
Right, and Baylor right now is the ninth-ranked team in the land. Does Oklahoma then deserve to be in the top four?
That's a big question.
That's going to be the question.
Because, dude, that's big. If you could beat, I know they're playing home. You're right. They're playing in Norman at the end of the year against Baylor, and they lost in Waco. They beat Baylor in Waco, which is super hard.
No, the Big 12 title game is in AT&T Stadium.
No, I know. I'm talking about the regular season right now.
Oh, the regular season was in Baylor. Correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they beat them in Waco.
Right.
And now I'm saying if the Sooners beat Baylor in Norman, you know, their home field, meaning Oklahoma's home field, I mean, geez, you'd have to think about moving them.
Well, no, that game would be in AT&T Stadium.
It's not necessarily normal. Right. I just looked at it now. TBA.
That's
at AT&T Stadium. Right.
That's the Big 12 championship.
That's the Big 12 championship. It's not regular.
So that's out of the pack.
Right.
So that would be a neutral site game down at Jerry's World.
Right. In Texas.
Correct.
Okay. A different bag of nuts there, as they say.
Right. So, but you beat Baylor twice.
Right, you beat Baylor twice. If you do that, I mean, gee whiz.
Oklahoma, national brand, national program.
Boomer Sooner.
Is Utah then going to get run over there by the Sooners? That'll be the big question later on to answer. But a number of interesting storylines with LSU now dropping to 2, Ohio State, your number one team in the land. We got a special BCS. Tomorrow being Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Hey, Taz suggested this one. A carb-busting BCS.
Carbs, yeah.
Right, carb-busting BCS. Sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, or stuffing?
Well, even a carb-busting is a good name for it, or we could even call it Waste Explosion on Thanksgiving BCS.
Yeah.
Maybe a little
lengthy.
That
as well.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You have to unbuckle, like you sit on the couch, you have to eat, and you're snoring, and your shirt comes up, and your pants are unbuckled.
My pants were not unbuckled that day.
I didn't say you.
My shirt was out.
I implied you.
My button did not open. Belly was out.
You wear sweats? You wear sweatpants on Thanksgiving?
What am I, 80? No, I'm not wearing sweatpants to Thanksgiving.
I am.
You gotta have
an expandable waistband,
nice.
Brother. You gotta eat, you carb up. That's why, man. But I got the 80. Dude, I've been wearing sweats since I'm 30 at family events. 30 years old, I've been wearing them.
Good for you. Well, you can get away. That makes you you. Uh-huh. I can't get away. That's good for you.
Ooh, just give me a good question for those guys.
I'm not wearing sweats.
How often does Taz wear sweats during the off days?
No, this has gotta be career questions.
Not questions like that?
What number are we at now? How many do we have left to go?
We have 9 left to go. We have 1 done.
9 left to go?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
No, I'm joking. Apparently the team has 4 left to go.
All right. It's Taz and the Moose with you. A special Thanksgiving bench cut start as we play the college football music. Comes your way next. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, it's done.
You're listening listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
All right. So it's done. All the questions are done. Apparently, nice. The team did it. Moose, I want to know if you want it color-coded.
No, I do not.
You can handle it without being color-coded.
Well, no. You have to separate it.
It's separated. Look, like this. Yeah, it's laid out perfectly.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, it's just done right.
That's
the
it.
The team does things the right way. They work in Excel,
very nice.
Spreadsheets.
Well,
they do all this stuff. Word,
well,
documents,
done.
Excel, spreadsheets.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And everything
yeah,
else.
Just get me a copy and we'll take it away.
That's not my job. I'm just a star here. That's Mikey B.
Send me the email and copies will come your way.
I will tell it.
All I need from you. Or access to your laptop.
Moose would like the copies in color.
Can do that.
Right. You can? They sprung for the color here?
That is not true.
No, that's okay. Not true.
But we can bold things.
How impressed was I with that? That was...
Put in big lettering.
Oh, you wanted a big lettering, eh?
Yes, please.
You don't have your cheetahs on? What's the problem? You're a young cat. You're a young guy.
I do.
Strapping guy.
Well, it's dark in here.
Oh, that's awful. That's no one's fault but ours.
I understand. We either that or we could turn on all the lights, which I don't want to turn on because then it gets warm in here.
We do that later when you do stuff during the break. Then the lights come on.
Correct.
Very
yes.
bright.
Yeah. Yes, it does get very bright.
Yeah. So they'll make it bigger for you. They said they will handle it.
Thank you.
Like that.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Thank you.
It's a billboard.
Thank you, Tess. Gee whiz. All right. So that's the thing. So we're fired up. Everybody's fired up. We're doing it now. The BCS.
Correct. Let's get to it. A little Thanksgiving edition of Bench Cut Start.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start. All right, here we go. A gut-busting bench, cut, start. All right, everyone talks about the turkey, and we'll get into, I think last year we did desserts, apple pie, pumpkin pie, banana cream pie.
I thought we agreed on the name. Changed it.
What's that?
Of waste exploding.
It was a little confusing. Waste exploding bench cut start. All right. Carb busting, gut busting.
You wanted to change that.
Bench cut start. Mashed potatoes, stuffing, sweet potatoes. Any variety. So you want to go garlic mash, you want to go sour cream mashed potatoes, you want to go... You know, sweet potatoes with the marshmallows and the candied pecans.
Ooh.
Any kind of stuffing you want to go to. Oyster stuffing, sausage stuffing, you know, cranberry and apple stuffing. Yeah. Whatever you'd like to go. So, it's really any variation of those three. But it's sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, and stuffing.
I have
a little BCS.
A couple issues with the way this is done.
All right. Sure you do.
So,
that's custom.
I just want to point that out.
Yeah?
The sweet potatoes, the way it's written in our script, our run sheet, it doesn't mention marshmallows on top. You need that, don't you want that melted marshmallows?
Well, I just said any way you like to have it.
But that's a vague thing. Why didn't we get more specific? It's Thanksgiving once a year.
Because some people don't like it like that. They just like regular sweet potatoes.
Who cares what people like? It's what we like.
Well, but then that's an easily cut.
All right.
So it's any variation you would like. If I would say garlic mashed potatoes, so maybe someone's allergic to garlic, so they're easily cutting start.
Why wouldn't we be specific? It's our creative bit.
We are specific.
Because we would be doing 15 bench cut starts.
Yeah, Taz, you're up first. Go ahead. Sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, stuffing.
I would think someone with your power and authority, you'd have one of those long robes like the Pope wears. Like, you just come here and you're like, you start, you did it. You just boss me around.
I'm not bossing you
you're
around.
You're bossing me around over here.
Then I'll go first.
No, maybe I want to go first, but maybe you should say, hey, Taz, Who should go first, you or me? Do you want to go first, partner?
Maybe we should have a discussion because we're getting into the weeds.
This is giving me anxiety right now.
Well, what about
if someone likes maple syrup on their sweet potatoes?
Well, but I'm just saying, don't say.
You're starting, Taz, go.
How about if I say chive mashed potatoes?
I can't take this. I'm going to take a sick day if I don't feel good.
How about garlic mashed potatoes? What about chunky mashed potatoes?
Let me handle this. Velvety smooth mashed potatoes. Now you're mocking me, making fun of me. So I'll go first. I'm just trying to give an opinion.
How about potatoes au gratin?
All right, we got it.
How about O'Brien potatoes?
German?
What's O'Brien potatoes? What's that? What is O'Brien potatoes? Never heard of that.
O'Brien potatoes are roasted potatoes with different kind of seasoning on it.
Rosemary?
No rosemary. Salt, pepper, and paprika.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh! Dude, I've had those.
Yeah.
That's what that's called?
Yeah, O'Brien potatoes.
I haven't had that in years.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to
make
that.
My dad makes it.
Paprika.
Paprika on top.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, I'll go first.
Yes.
All right, so this is what we have. Bench cut start. All right, so I'll lay it out for you. I'm benching stuffing. I'm cutting the sweet potatoes, marshmallows or not, and I'm starting mashed potatoes. I'm gonna cut the sweet potatoes right away because I look at it the way in my wife's family and that we've always had it. It's more of a dessert. It's there with the main course, but it's more of a dessert because it's so sweet, cinnamon Jones, and with all the marshmallows.
Do you do the pecans?
I don't. No, we don't. No, her family does. My wife, when she makes, she doesn't. I know I've had it, but we don't normally do that.
Okay.
Cinnamon and marshmallows. But no, I'm gonna cut that. And I love sweets, trust me, but not while I'm eating my turkey and all my other stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to bench stuffing. Again, this is something where we're lacking specifics because it should be, is it stuffing from the bird? Is it stuffing from the box? Not the bird. Well, whatever.
Oh, no. It's homemade. We're not talking about stovetop.
Some people do. What's wrong with stovetop?
Stovetop's not bad.
It's a hell of a brand.
But you're talking about any stuffing. If you love stovetop, then it's stovetop stuffing. If you love sausage stuffing, then it's sausage stuffing. If you love oyster stuffing, it's oyster stuffing.
Moose. That's disgusting. I'm going to bench stuffing.
What do you mean? That goes back to the original first Thanksgiving.
Really?
They made oyster stuffing.
You know everything. You just are a genius.
It's original.
Right, and I'm going to start mashed potatoes, and I'm going to pound gravy on it.
Now going on Wikipedia.
I'm going to start mashed. You just killed my whole start. I'm starting mashed potatoes.
Sorry.
I'm taking a pint of gravy and I'm pouring it on it.
Oh, nice.
And a stick of butter. I'm going all in.
Jeez.
Yeah, I like it. No problem. I'll do the mashed potatoes. I don't really need nothing else except mashed potatoes and some white meat and I'm good. And a vat of gravy. I mean, that's all I need.
You make the volcano.
I do, bro. I don't play around. I get creative. I make a volcano. I laugh at everyone while I'm eating it. And then I go to sleep right at the table. Stuffing. I'm benching stuffing. Sweet potatoes. I'm cutting sweet potatoes. Mashed potatoes with gravy. Starting it. Boom. You're up.
All right. I am going to. Excuse me. I'm going to bench the mashed potatoes.
You don't seem prepared.
I am prepared. No. I was having a little indigestion. Sorry. I was benching
at 650.
All right. I was just a little gas. I apologize.
You ate something already that
gave
you
agita. I did not eat anything. It was just a little bit of, I had some coffee, a little indigestion.
All right.
I'm going to bench the mashed potatoes.
Right.
I am going to cut the sweet potatoes.
Right.
I'm starting the stuffing. To me, stuffing is a staple.
Okay.
On Thanksgiving. A little sausage stuffing. I'll even take a little plain stuffing. It's got to have a little bit of a crust on top. I don't like it too soft.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It can't be dried out, though. There's like a perfect medium there.
Right.
But stuffing to me is an absolute Thanksgiving staple. So it's benching the mashed potatoes, cutting the sweet potatoes. I like them, don't love them, starting the stuffing.
All right. We want to use these guys as a hook to give
Mike,
this? Okay, it's not.
Same as Moose. No, I'm all in on the stuffing. Stuffing rules the world.
Okay.
Pete?
Same as Taz, but I'm going to amend the potatoes. I'm going to make them O'Brien potatoes. Those will be my stuff.
Did you even know what O'Brien potatoes were until Moose said it?
I knew I had them, but I didn't know what they were.
I didn't know the name either. I never heard that.
Oh, there you go.
I wanted to use those guys as a hook on the break that we get theirs and Andrew Bogus. But you rolled over me again.
I didn't roll right over me. I didn't pick up on that.
I said, you want to use those guys in hook? And you go, Mike! All right. It's a good BCS. It was fun.
Well, we have something else coming up at 7.
What do we have?
Oh, my God. All right. Oh, it's Taz and the Moose. On a Wednesday. CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.